This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, March 8th. God's word for you today is tune in. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1, and it says, "After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat." When you read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, please read, you see that the tide was against Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel. They needed a miracle. Do you need a miracle? This month, you will experience the God of miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're saying you do not need a miracle because everything has been good, then praise God for that and praise God for you. I will encourage you to note things down over the next few days because you are going to live long enough to need a miracle. Jehoshaphat was the king of Jerusalem, one small nation, but he had the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Meunites against him. Ratio 3:1. Have you ever felt like everything is against you? You have not stumbled on this devotional by chance. God will empower you as he shows you how to turn the tide in your favor. We can learn a lot about how to face incredible odds from Jehoshaphat. These three nations came against him, but he won through God. Jehoshaphat got a miracle. What is usually your first reaction when you get news like this, that people have ganged up against you and the nations have surrounded you? The reaction for most people is usually the same reaction Jehoshaphat had. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 2 to 3 says, "Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, 'A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon, Tamar, that is, En-Gedi.'" Alarmed, Jehoshaphat was alarmed. Most times, when we see that the odds are stacked up against us, we are alarmed and we panic because we are afraid. But God is saying to you today, do not be alarmed. Do not be afraid. Pause and let that sink in. Personalize it. Say to yourself, the word of God to me is, do not be alarmed. Do not be afraid. Amen. So, you are going to see 7 things that you need to do to turn the tide in your favor when you're faced with incredible odds. And we see these 7 things in the life of Jehoshaphat. Are you ready? The first thing you need to do when you're faced with incredible odds and you need to turn the tide in your favor is tune in to God. You need to tune in to God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3 to 4 says, "Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord." Let us pray. Father, you are my strength and my shield. I trust you with all my heart. God helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. Songs of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 28, verse 7.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.